Hello and welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox in association with Smile Radio, playing the best undiscovered gems and classic alternative music. Join me as I pay homage to bands and artists that play under the mainstream radar. Quality music comes as standard with the Codfather. You can contact me, email thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com or nip over to the website thecodfatherdj.com. Right, we're going to kick off today's show with Yugoslavian-born Ana Popovic. She was introduced to the blues at an early age through her father. He had a wide range of records and he used all jam sessions at the family home. She took up guitar when she was a teenager and formed her first band in 1995 called Hush. She's performed at festivals alongside the likes of Bob Dylan and the Black Crowes. A Codfather favourite. Really enjoy this. You Got the Love.
We'll be right back.
What a set of pipes. Control, UK singer-songwriter Molly Marriott. She's actually the daughter of Small Faces and Humble Pie singer and guitarist Steve Marriott. Liam Gallagher actually recruited her to perform as backing vocals on Oasis's 2002 album, Even Chemistry. She took a short career break and ended up being a dental nurse before returning to the music industry, and I am so glad that she did. Right, up next we've got a Norfolk five-piece rock band called Bad Touch. They built quite a reputation as an outstanding live act. Yeah, they're touring with artists such as the Choir Boys, who we have seen, me and Lee Ains, went a few weeks back. Bonafide, Skid Row, and they also have been rocking the UK festival scene with appearances at Download, Hard Rock Hell, and they've secured a slot on Planet Rock's Roadstar Tour. Heartbreaker, Soul Shaker.
And I'm gonna spell it out for you, yeah. You talk and I'll pretend that I give a fuck. I've been hanging around too long, always getting proud of your love. What's a girl to do when she only wants to be adored? Be adored. Give me a crown, I'll pass it round and show it all. When it's all. Baby, all these lows and highs, maybe you're fucking crazy, and it ain't nothing to do with me. Why we live in love together? Don't we both deserve better? Then you'll come back and say, don't you wanna be adored? Be adored. Give me a crown, I'll pass it round and show it off. When I'm
what a tune. Playing music that matters. That was Adored by Laurel. There was a little bit of a naughty lingo in there, but we're not bothered. We've got Nathan sat there. He's throwing some shapes about big fish, little fish, cardboard box, the lot, foot stomping. Absolutely superb. She's been around nearly a decade, and she's only 24, so she's got lots of experience behind her. Her debut album was Dog Violet, and that was off it. Up next, Seven O's, American rock blues duo, with their most notable song, Meth Lab Zozo Sticker. I don't like the name of that. It's actually featured on the Wolf of Wall Street soundtrack. It's off their 2011 album, Let the Seven O's Run. Take it away, down.
I got it! Josh, freedom fighter.
Insecurity, can't rid myself.
Chinking and Jealousy there. They're a British band formed in Lincoln over 10 years ago. And they actually took their name from a former blues club in LA called The Kinking, which actually burnt down. And it was immortalised as a live album from the Red Devils, an LA blues band. Up next, we've got 6 years coming up by Ducking Punches. They're from Norwich, originally a solo project of guitarist and vocalist Dan Allen. He was a regular on the UK punk scene, especially in his hometown of Norwich. He quickly evolved, even into a five-piece outfit, fusing his punk background with his inspiration and liking of Frank Turner and Billy Bragg, leading him down the folk punk musical footpath. Currently touring, so if you want to have a check him out, go to the Ducking Punches website for details. Check this out.
Children before they're born and bred. Now he seems that he's hungry. Who do we need
Wow. Tipped as the voice of punk's next generation. That was Louise Distras with The Hand That You Hold. Perhaps she ran away from home, aged 16, armed with a handful of chords and a guitar, and she would play for anyone that cared to listen. She has an unshakable belief that music actually changes the world, and that really does underline her own story. I'm glad she did take them chords and go down that path. Up next, we've got a bit of Lifeless Culture. We had... the lead singer, Josh, in here last week, didn't we? Down at the Midland, he did a little acoustic set for us. They're a trio based in Wakefield. They play alternative indie rock. Like I say, Josh Simpson, he played here last week. And he's done a little bit for us, Mile Radio, along the way. Let's have a go. Slander.
Oh,
Oh, nice bit of feedback there. I bet that was a bit of a shock to your system. I've been a bit of Lifeless Culture before that. That was Pigs Times 7. Fabulous combination of acid, rock, metal and stoner, really. It's quite an infused vibe, that. They have a love of making noise, like I say. And that was definitely needed, cranking up to 11. We've all been doing a bit of head banging, tuning the old air guitars in here as we go. The Ale from Newcastle are a five-piece and they're certainly ones to watch out for. That was Cake of Light. You're listening to The Codfathers Alternative Podcast. Don't forget, you can catch me on Instagram at The Codfather DJ or nip onto Facebook, The Codfather. Up next, it's taking me back to my youth. The time when I had a full set of teeth and my own hair. Angelic Upstarts, they were formed back in 1977. One of the more politically charged and thought-provoking votes of that period. Technically a skinhead band, stroke punk unit, and their music quickly evolved beyond the movements and that of that limited scope of music, really. They became mortal enemies of the National Front fascist supporters after they was misinterpreted, you know, for their leftist songs. And they thought they were supportive and they actually wasn't. Vocalist Thomas Menzie Mensah actually rose as a leader of the anti-fascist action group. This is I Am an Upstart.
We'll be right back.
1 minute 40 seconds of pure anger. Natteras, they're from the North, punk rock outfit. Take their influences from Dead Kennedys, The Damned, and Nightbirds. You know, you can also, you know, you get that influence going on in there, don't you, without a doubt. I like it. Bit of angst, does nothing but make you feel a little bit up there. Like you say, you want to dance about, doing a bit of pogoing. We're not bothered. Nathan's off again, keeps dancing, foot tapping. Get on with your job of producing this show. I don't want you getting too... Oh, he's waving his arms at me now. Just remember who's in charge. You. So if it all goes wrong, all goes Pete Tong, it's your fault. Yeah, so that was No Nonsense Northern Rock at its best for me. You can actually catch them. They're gigging at the Fulford Arms in York tomorrow, 1st of December. And they're also at the Key Club in Leeds. I think that's the 21st of December. Stop waving your arms out of that. That was Surf Off. Surf Off. We're not trying to swear here. Right, up next we've got Eat Defeat. A little less than okay. Fans of anything fast and loud, and melodic and fun. DIY pop punk at its finest.
We'll be okay.
Season touring band Templeton Peck there with The Aftermath. They've graced the stage with the likes of Offspring, Rise Against the Machine, Raids Against the Machine, Sum 41, NoFX, Alkaline Trio, and many, many more. The trio recently released their new album, Watching the World, Come Undone, out now on all formats. Right, up next we've got Orlando-based punk rockers 408. They're bringing sounds reminiscent to the early 2000s. What Are You Chewing is their third EP, which was released earlier this year, I believe. This is from the EP, Odd Man Out.
It's good to see you out here again. Hard pressed for words on your leaving. Sometimes I just can't relate. Jesus, forgive my mistakes. It's just a party after all.
An Odd Man Out. Right, I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the Alternative Jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. If you like what you're hearing, please spread the word and, you know, share it with your friends on all your social media, you know. And if you want to be considered to get on the playlist, just drop me a tune to my email, which is thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com, or pop over to the website. There's plenty of stuff on there. There's blogs, there's interviews, bit of live footage, whatever, there's all sorts. So, you know, please check that out. That's thecodfatherdj.com. That's exactly what this next band did. Well, what is it? Women of the Night. I put my teeth in. Women of the Night. Proto-punk glam rockers from Brooklyn. Stumbled on the site, sent us this. This is Be Careful What You Wish For. Thank you, Nathan. Thank you, Lee, for your input again this week. And we'll see you next week. Take care.